Welcome to Tea Time, the podcast. I am Cassie Marina, fondly known as the Branding Queen, and I am a digital branding expert helping businesses get online and thrive doing so. I am passionate about sharing my knowledge through content creation like this podcast, online classes and workshops, as well as through the services of my branding agency to help you develop your online systems. Think of this podcast as the place to get the latest advice, strategies, tips, news, and inspiration on building your brand online using the tools available to us, but most importantly, thought-provoking content to improve your mindset, to maximize on these tools and put context to day-to-day developments in the online world of business with a little bit of tea dishing facts and sass, because I really want you to thrive online. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let's begin. Hello, hello, this is Cassie Marina, and this is Tea Time with Cassie Marina. And on this episode of the podcast, based on the title, you kind of know that we're getting into the pandemic, right? And I felt like, you know what? It's a couple months in. I've observed we've gone through the highs and the lows, and we're continuing to go through these highs and lows. And I'm laughing because I'm thinking about how overused the term as we, you know, go through these uncharted waters. And it's like, I refuse to use that phrase because it is so overdone. It's so overused. I mean, it describes our situation. But oh my goodness, like, let's try to find something else to use. Well, at least I am going to try to find something to use. But it was just in my mind, as I was saying, we're going through the highs and the lows of these uncharted times. And it's just so cliche. But anyway, so on this episode, I wanted to finally, like, share some of my thoughts, some of my observations, some of my feelings, some of my emotions on another cliche term, this new normal. I refuse to use that as well, just putting that out there. So these are the only times I'm actually using it to just denounce it. Not that I really care if other people say it, I just get tired of hearing it. So I personally refuse to say those phrases and terms, and I try to just find another way to describe these things. Oh, it's so overdone. Anyway, so I have here five things I like about the pandemic, right? There's so much negativity around, you know, the pandemic, and rightfully so, but I'm not gonna get into, you know, all of the things that we already know about the pandemic, how deadly it is, it's safe. A lot of it gets political. Do we need to wear a mask? Does a mask really help? The side effects. I'm not getting into all of that. But the point is, the facts are, we are in a pandemic. And actually, you know what? Even that could get political, and some people might argue that we're not really, whatever. Anyway, five things I like about the pandemic. So I'm just going to dive straight into it. And I'm not going to go through any long intro about, you know, all the lives it's lost and it's so deadly. Like, we know all of these things. Like, this has been how many months since March? March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Yeah, it's about half a year into this pandemic. And I don't think I really need to go through all of the backstory. We're in it. And here are five things that I've liked. We have gone through, like I said, many highs and lows, many emotions. Our mental health has been tested, stretched, our sanity. But, you know, this is life as we know it for right now. And here are five things I actually like about it. I thought to myself, you know what? Wouldn't it be cool to put on a podcast episode that spoke about five things I like about it? Not just because, you know, it's an attention-grabbing headline, but it's like, there are things I actually do like about it, and many things that are welcome changes. So I have been really chuckling to myself, and sometimes I ask myself, how did I manifest this pandemic? And hang on with me, all right? I'm gonna explain what I mean. So last year when I was in New York, I was there for about 2 months, right? And then September rolled around and I've been trying to make the move for a while. And, you know, being there, I was just like, oh, I really just want to be a digital nomad. This is why I followed this career path. And the real reason why I'm so stationed is because children, right? It's the money that you would spend, the expense times three. And it's just like so much logistics. And then the biggest, you know, obvious thing is schooling. Schooling pretty much keeps you grounded. It's like the kid version for an adult, where if you have a day job, you can't move around as you would like to. And that, like, is like I have everything more or less in place to, like, live out my best life. But then, you know, it's the fact that I'm a mother. I can't do that. Except, I think it was a couple years ago, I really was first introduced to the concept of homeschooling. And then even a year ago, my non-Trinidad-based business peeps, one of them told me, hey, what about online schooling, right? And then it's like, okay, I started to explore my options. But the most, you know, feasible, cost-effective option is like homeschool. And that's when I was first intrigued by the concept of homeschooling. And because I found this blog and I was really looking for tips via Pinterest on how to, like, manage balancing an online business and kids while, like, during that 2 month period when they're home. Like, I always usually struggle, like, once they're out of school, I kind of lose that sense of routine for my business, and it's kind of just like, you know, you just roll with the punches day by day, day by day. And it's something that I spoke about briefly in my YouTube video on what it's really like working from home with kids. So I'll try to remember to link that in the show notes below, that you could go check that video out, or you could just head on over to my YouTube, which is basically Casa Marina, and you'll find the video if you want to check that out. But anyway, I felt like I manifested this. Well, not really, but you know what I mean. Because last year I was like, oh, like, we're here. I really wish, and it's something that I have griped about to myself, because, you know, my ideas are so, you know, I guess, light years ahead of where most of society is. And I don't say that from an ego perspective, but it is a lot of the times that people can't wrap their minds around some of the innovative ideas that people like myself have, right? And last year I was just like, okay, I almost didn't come back, you know, kind of teetering into September. Some people, you know, who know me and were following my stories, like, Cassia, you're not coming back, like, aren't you coming back? Because they realize, wait, but school open and you're still out there. And I would just chuckle to myself, because it's like, yeah, I don't want to come back. It's just that I have, like, a huge anxiety out of taking my kids out of their usual routine, making this step to, like, officially, like, take them out of school or withdraw them and just, you know, live out this kind of unorthodox, usual, you know, day-to-day society lifestyle, right? The step one to that is already the type of business that I run. But this is like a whole new level, because these are like your children involved. So anyway, I'm going to try to speed this up. I'm already 8 minutes in and I have like four other tips to share. But my first thing that I like is online schooling. So going back to the fact that we were like, it's September and it's like my sister, right? She's like, born and bred in New York, and she's like, oh well, can they just get the work online? Like, do they do that? Like, can you get online schooling? And I could not stop laughing. I was like, yeah, Trinidad, give me something remote in the school system. Ha. Ha. So a year ago, right, today, when we're actually doing online schooling, I would have never thought that we would have advanced. Well, I know this is like a pandemic, you know, this is more of like an emergency, what's the word, a crisis. I don't know why the words are slipping me, but basically this is just a contingency plan. We don't know how long it's going to last, if it's going to be another term of this, if this is something that they would actually consider integrating and infusing a blended form of learning in the school system. That is yet to be seen. Right now, we're just taking it one step at a time. But the point is, I like online school. I really do. I don't miss the traffic. I don't miss having to find a park. I don't miss the hustle and bustle. I mean, there's some sense of a hustle, which is basically wake up, have breakfast, get dressed, and sit at your desk and just log in on time and begin your class. And so far, so good. I love it. All right? I'm not even worried. And I think I have this, like, I guess, calm confidence that other parents probably don't have, because this is my space. Online is my space. It's my comfort zone. Technology, I've been dabbling with it since 13 years old. So I am basically in my, what is the words that I'm looking for? Element. I'm basically in my element in this pandemic. I'm not gonna lie. So online school, I joke to myself, like, Cassia, did you manifest this experience? Because you wanted that so badly, literally a year from now. And who would have thought one academic year later, my kids would be logging in to Google Classroom. Like when you really think, like, it seems like it's normal now. Well, I know a lot of people are still adjusting. But it seems like it's normal-ish now. But let's just really immerse ourselves back into what life was like a year ago. A lot of people couldn't do certain things even when their job was unheard of. Public system working from home? What? Okay. All right. So that's the first thing, online school. Second thing I love about the pandemic is businesses have gone online. It's pretty obvious I would love that one, because that's what I've been preaching since 2016 via Facebook Live. And it's not just like about my target market, which is small business owners. It's just about our day-to-day big businesses and brands that we love and already patronize and is already part of our lifestyle. Like, they've had websites, but it was never functional. Like, it wasn't like transactional websites. It will literally brochure websites, and not even very good brochure websites, because you couldn't even go and like look at inventory and know the pricing and know that this was up to date and very fluid with day to day. Like, okay, I don't have to be like wondering, okay, is this outdated information? No, it's because it's a transactional website, and I can actually go on certain websites now. Like, I can compare. Like, for example, I just realized today that PriceSmart website has updated. Just 3 months ago, I couldn't go on PriceSmart's website and browse to see what they have, what it cost, and much less being able to add it to cart and click and collect, which they have now. That excites me so much, because it's like pre-pandemic, right? I couldn't find out if my branch had a certain item, if they carry it, two, if it's in stock. I couldn't do those things before. Everything was just so much work. Everything was just so manual. And you have to like get up, If you don't have a car, you have to find transport. Oh, I remember those days, you know, when my grandmother was alive, we didn't have a car. And, you know, there's things that you need. And it's like, oh, you have to hop a ride. And I mean, even though now that they have a website, you still have to go get the item. At least I know that the item is there rather than, oh, I have to go find out if they have this item. And if I'm not a member, that's another hurdle. It's like, is it worth me getting this membership if they don't have this item? Now, that also increases their business and their sales, because up to today, I did not have a PriceSmart card because I didn't have the need for it, right? Because there were certain things I used to get there, and then I realized, you know what, I don't really need to get these items anymore. My credits have outgrown that. And then certain items I noticed were like the same price as a non-membership shopping grocery. So today I wanted to get a particular item. Now, under normal circumstances, I would have to find somebody who has a card or go pay for a card just to be able to go into the store to find out if they carry this item, what it costs, and if it's in stock. Whereas now, I could just go on the website, which I did. To my pleasant surprise, I searched the item, they carry it, it's in stock, it's exactly the size that I want, I know the price. So it's like, yeah, well, I'm gonna purchase my subscription. I mean, my membership. So I purchased that membership, and then I proceeded to purchase my item online using the click and collect feature. And I was like, wow, welcome to 1999. Or, well, maybe that's an exaggeration, but maybe I could say welcome to 2009, Trinidad and Tobago. Like, welcome. Like, I did it, and I felt such a sense of satisfaction. It's like, why couldn't I do this a couple months ago? Heck, why couldn't I do this 3 years ago? It was so frustrating that these big businesses have websites, but it is of no use to me because I still literally have to get out of my house and go inquire for whatever it is that I want. So businesses have gone online. They have functional, transactional websites with a purpose. So that's the second thing I love about the pandemic. If you have made it this far in the episode, that means you are enjoying this episode or getting some value out of it. So now would be a great time to click pause, screenshot this podcast, and share to your Instagram stories or your favorite social media platform. Bonus points if you click the subscribe button and leave a review. Done? Okay, great. Let's get back to the show. The third thing was click and collect feature, which many businesses have adopted. I've noticed, but I can't think of them right now besides the PriceSmart, Massey, who you can order and you collect. That's curbside shopping. There's also JT that does it as well. The third thing is click and collect shopping via their websites. Massey has an app, JT does WhatsApp, and you can call. The fourth thing that I like about the pandemic is online grocery shopping. And when I say online grocery shopping, there has been a boom in third party services. I mean, these things were there before, but it's become more ingrained into our day-to-day lifestyle. Whereas these businesses before, I would say that they, I don't want to say struggling, but it was a challenge to get people on board with, you know, using these websites and services for their errands, for their grocery shopping. I love the fact that it's become a lot more, I feel like it's gotten a lot more streamlined because they have an increase in people using the service, right? So there's that. I love the fact that online grocery shopping is a thing, and the more that it is a thing, the more it's going to improve, the more we might even have an app that makes it even better, the more it's going to grow in terms of having available inventory on the sites that are like actual online groceries. And then the procedure and the process will become even more, will become even better as more people use this service, because I've found certain, I haven't quite used it yet personally, because it, the experience is kind of limited in me trying to choose like the specific brand that I'm used to buy. Let's say I'm buying red beans, and you know, you see these kind of brands that you're not really familiar with in the website. But again, as it becomes more mainstream and more widely used, inventory is going to grow and overall the process is going to get better. And then with all of 1 to 4 being said, which is the fifth thing that I love about the pandemic, is it completely validates everything that I've been doing online since 2016. Granted, I've been in the online business space since 2009. But I officially like really took it to a whole new level in 2016, going live all the time on Facebook. That's when I started to build my personal brand, started being called the branding queen and so forth and so forth, and really developing my message and figuring out what my niche is. I really figured out my niche in 2016. So that's why you would find that I'm using 2016 as my marker. Like that is what my mission has been, which is online business and helping other business owners build their brand online. And yeah, that's what I've been saying and advocating for since 2016. So it's been more validation, and with that, it naturally has brought on more business. So who's gonna complain about that, right? So that is what I had to share about 5 things I like about the pandemic. Of course, you know, I can talk a lot more and really dive deeper into all of these concepts and expand, but I really wanted this to be another quick episode that doesn't drag on for too long. So that is it in a nutshell. And to keep this very brief, concise, and to the point, I'm obviously going to follow up with, so far I have 4 things on my notes, which is 4 things I don't like about the pandemic, which honestly for me the pros definitely outweigh the cons. And I must make the disclaimer, granted, like, you know, I acknowledge and recognize that lives have been lost, people have lost their loved ones and so forth, and I'm definitely gonna acknowledge that. But the fact is, there has been also a silver lining amongst all of this. And I really hope that all of the positives and the, well, the positive changes that have come through the pandemic, that it stays even afterwards, because there have been a lot of productivity and a smarter way of like doing things that have been introduced into the way we do things. And ultimately, as human beings, as a human race, we should always be striving to be more efficient and utilizing, and I say this all the time, even in my workshops and like anytime possible, the point of technology is not for it to run our lives and for it to take away our humanity and social interaction, but it's there to use as a tool to support the things that we do on our day-to-day lifestyle. Definitely we must use the tool, master the tool, but don't let it rule us. And it's not to replace human interaction. It is there to support us. All right, don't be afraid of it. Embrace it, master it, and live your best life. So that is it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it and you agree with anything that I said, when I say agree, I mean resonated with you, definitely do the usual. Leave a review and screenshot, post on your Instagram stories and tag me so that I know that you shared, so I can feature you over on my stories by resharing your share of this podcast. All right. One thing I want to say in closing is praise the Lord, hallelujah. We've had a normal podcast today. There's no rain, there's no dogs. Knock on wood, we will have that moving forward. All right, so enjoy the rest of your day, your morning, your night, whatever time you're listening to this on. I'm going to talk to you again soon on the next episode of Tea Time with Cassia Marina.